Bedford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
You must learn to govern your passions. They will be your undoing.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Mulled wine, heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves.
Oh, whiskey, me light and be lively.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
One of the strangest things that all of the great military geniuses of the world have talked about peace. The conquerors of old came killing in pursuit of peace. Alexander, Julius Caesar, Charlemagne, and Napoleon were akin in seeking a peaceful world order. You know, if you will read Mein Kampf close enough, Hitler contended that everything that he did in Germany was for peace. The leaders of the world today talk eloquently about peace. We'll be right back.
Frank Show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Darling, how did he die?
Mortimer, don't be so inquisitive. The gentleman died because he drank some wine with poison in it.
Well, how did the poison get in the wine?
Well, we put it in wine because it's less noticeable. When it's in tea, it has a distinct odor.
Sales.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial or display, and WMFO.org on the web. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and tonight we've got a somewhat cerebral as well as pretty rockin' theme for you called Apollo and Dionysus. Yes, it's about those two ancient Greek and Roman gods, both sons of the powerful god Zeus. And in Western culture, they've come to represent the opposing dynamics of logic versus emotion, reason versus gut instinct, and the mind versus the more sensual body, even long-term planning versus immediate gratification. But actually, when you go back, the ancient Greeks and the Romans didn't view them quite that way. They were more two of many gods that happened to have their own particular characteristics. And it's really more in the last few centuries that we've come to see them that way. It was actually the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche who came up with that modern dichotomy. And, well, Dionysus was called Bacchus by the Romans. And in both of those cultures, he was the god of wine. And so, as we explore our theme this evening, we're going to be having a number of songs about the vino in tonight's mix. And this is actually one of those shows which, with a little bit of a nudge, it could have been a plastic sushi as well as a Tears of the Gods, because we started off the show with Shonen Knife. Actually, before that, Apollo 440, one of our three four featured artists tonight. Yeah, but Apollo 440 is one of them, and that was their song Tears of the Gods, which, yeah, you know, that's where I got the name of this show from. And also in that intro, that was one of the things that I do very occasionally. If you're a longtime listener, you know, I've got this standard set of intro that I mix up a little differently every time. And normally there's just a little bit of that Tears of the Gods song, but we heard the whole thing for you this evening, split up a little bit. Yeah, so we started off the show with a little remash of Apollo 440's Tears of the Gods theme song, and then Shonen Knife, Wonder Wine, the Japanese version from their brand new Knife album. And thanks to Chuck Yu for originally turning me on to that clip of Martin Luther King Jr., where he's talking about, if you've read Mein Kampf close enough, you'll see that Hitler contended that everything that he did in Germany was for peace. And we're actually going to be hearing another contribution from Chuck later in the show, as we bring you some historic audio clips from the Apollo 11 moon mission. And we've also got plenty of audio clips from Mr. Spock of Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy, who certainly portrays the idea of a very logical person in 20th century American culture. Also, hello to first-time listener Anna Strasser, who's finishing up her postdoctoral fellowship here at Tufts. I met her in Professor Dennett's class, 50 Years of Consciousness Research, which is just wrapped up. And, well, thanks to Professor Dennett for letting me participate in that. He's one of my, perhaps my biggest intellectual idol. And I'm looking forward to taking the second follow-on class that he's having, Contemporary Consciousness Research, in the spring. So tonight, the structure is we've got three long main sets in the show. So get comfortable, relax, mellow out, maybe grab a glass of wine, close your eyes, use your imagination to take a different place in this sound collage. And backing me up right now, oh yeah, so we've got, this is a Tears of the Gods, and we've got a couple of featured artists for you. Apollo 440, basically a kind of British rock electronic band, and then the seminal German electronic band Kraftwerk, originally formed in the 1970s, and they went on for decades. And then we've also got the progressive rock band Rush, and what we're going to be hearing from them is a book two of Hemispheres, an 18-minute piece in the second hour of them, where they're basically exploring that whole Apollo and Dionysus dichotomy, and it's a pretty good story that they're telling in this 18-minute piece. So those are our main three featured artists, and I've got a featured ambient artist for you this evening, Brian Eno, and we're hearing Under Stars, and more particularly, we're going to be hearing selections from his Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtrack album that essentially he composed to accompany, to be the music, the score for a film that featured just movies of the moon taken by the Apollo astronauts. But let's get going with the rest of your Friday night sound collage party. Yes, Apollo and Dionysus, featuring Apollo 440, Kraftwerk, and Rush. And here is, well, let me go and tell you just a little bit. We're gonna go and be hearing in the next set from Oscar Peterson and the Rolling Stones, Kraftwerk, The Robots. And we're gonna go out with a song about drinking by Def Leppard. All that and more, starting right now.
I'm on the surface of the destroyed barbarian planet now, Captain.
Destroyed? What do you see, Mr. Spock?
The surviving inhabitants are in a dreadful condition. They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century Earth disease called hard drug abuse.
A tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
Bring us some fresh wine. No more of this old stuff.
Always. can only be attributable to human error.
Я твой слуга, я твой работник.
Strangest things that all of the great military geniuses of the world have talked about peace. The conquerors of old came killing in pursuit of peace. Alexander, Julius Caesar, Charlemagne, and Napoleon were akin in seeking a peaceful world order. You know, if you will read Mein Kampf close enough, Hitler contended that everything that he did in Germany was for peace. And the leaders of the world today talk eloquently about peace.
It can only be attributable to human error.
Hitler contended that everything that he did in Germany was for peace.
I don't remember anything.
driving. I was not drunk. I was on pills.
John Whitehead.
Jesus Christ didn't drink grape juice at the Last Supper, and a Wisconsin minister says prison inmates who want to take Holy Communion shouldn't have to either. Prison officials in Wisconsin generally respect their inmates' religious freedom, even when it means making exceptions. For example, Native American inmates can use tobacco in religious ceremonies, even if the prison is otherwise smoke-free. But state law totally prohibits alcohol in prisons. Officials say the policy makes good sense, but Reverend Joseph Fisher insists that Lutheran prisoners be allowed to receive a sip of wine as part of their communion worship. The point of law is the First Amendment to our U.S. Constitution. The fundamental right to the free exercise of religion is one of your first liberties. This is John Whitehead for the Rutherford Institute.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community, and sometimes even educational radio. Our theme this evening is a somewhat cerebral topic, Apollo and Dionysus. Yes, those two ancient gods. And with having a modern dichotomy of logic versus emotion, reason versus instinct and passion. Well, we're joined here in WMFO Studio A by anarchist journalist extraordinaire Chuck Yu, who's also contributing to the show this evening somewhat.
Well, good evening, everyone. I thought part of tonight's theme had to do with wine, too.
Yes, exactly, because Dionysus, he was a real big partying kind of guy. And yes, he was the god of wine and inebriants more broadly.
Oh, well, I've been certainly partaking in both.
Woohoo! Responsibly, though.
Yes, I walked over here.
You walked over here. No driving under the influence. We all know about that, right? Right,
yeah.
right, listeners, yes. Although I think that that actually wine and beer and alcoholic beverages were fundamental to the invention of agriculture and our civilization. I've done a bunch of research with this, and I think it's very likely that the thing that compelled hunter-gatherers to settle down and plant grains was so that they could ferment them. I think people used to get together for religious ceremonies and they could make smaller amounts. But when you really want to go and drink beer, you got to go and grow the grains. It's not a haphazard thing of gathering them and putting them in there. It works for a little bit, but that's what I think, backed up with some research.
And Brian Eno.
And Brian Eno, yes, exactly. Right now, our fourth featured artist of the show. This is Brian Eno, The Secret Place from Apollo Atmosphere and Soundtracks.
And there's the Apollo theme.
Yes, the Apollo theme.
Well, the God theme. But Apollo was another god.
So, going through our set list here, we began with Apollo 440 and 1234 from their Dude Descending a Staircase double album. And then we heard Oscar Peterson, Days of Wine and Roses. Followed that with a rather rare track by the Rolling Stones, Blood Red Wine from the Unplugged Bootleg album. And I think maybe I can thank Brian Honig for turning me on to that. And then we head Apollo 100 with Joy, synthesizer-based song from the 1970s. And then another one of our featured artists, Kraftwerk, the incredibly influential German electronic band. And that was The Robots. And we also had some clips from Martin Luther King Jr. once again. And thank you, Chuck, for many years ago turning me on to that.
That was a great speech. It's more available now that we have the web, but I had that since late 70s. I came across that. It was actually broadcast on a non-commercial station here in town, one of the NPR stations, and I, in those days, ran my little cassette recorder, recorded it off the air, and repackaged it. Used it quite heavily throughout my life.
Yeah, the kind of technology that we used to have to deal with to be creative that way. It's a lot easier these days. And it's incredible that we have all of these reflections and captured things from people who are long dead. But we've got the technology now, yes. And then we heard from Def Leppard, Me and My Wine. Certainly Def Leppard, a band that's known tragedy because of alcohol, with their original co-guitarist Pete dying from his alcoholism. And of course, the drummer who was involved in an accident and lost his arm and learned to play drums again. With one arm. And oh yeah, should we also mention that he killed somebody when he was doing the drunk driving? The guy from Hanoi Rocks, I think. But yes, it's holiday season and it's all right to go and party and enjoy your favorite inebriants as we are celebrating somewhat tonight. Although not here in Studio A. But
no, I did before I got to Studio A.
But never, ever drink or get buzzed or wasted and drive. There's so many other alternatives these days. Okay, well, in our next set, we are going to hear from two of our featured artists, Apollo 440 and Kraftwerk again. And in the middle of it, we are going to have this sonic montage that has quite a number of contributors to it, including the Apollo 11 astronauts. And let me say that, you know, there's the quick story of the astronauts going down onto the surface of the moon, but it was a real hairball kind of thing. And Neil Armstrong needed to grab the controls and manually get the lander down there. And then actually, before they went out on the surface, they kind of broke something in the lunar module. And there was some concern about whether that was going to cause a problem like trying to blast off from the surface. And think about that. You're like the first men, the first two humans on the surface of the moon, and you're going to go out there and do that first spacewalk. But you just made a little boo-boo, and it might not let you get back home, so wow. But what we've got here is, perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about this Apollo 11 Actualities Aquarius mix?
Actualities. And the Aquarius mix, well, huh. Well, I kind of did that twice. I did it in my Nixon years production, and I also did it in the 50 Full Moons, because it was a different mix.
This is the Nixon years production.
Ah.
And so
what goes around comes around. We have Trump now breaking laws like unbelievably, and hopefully that'll come back to haunt him.
And Chuck, as listeners may know, also very kindly each week does the disclaimer at the beginning of this show.
Yes, you already did that, so I don't have to do it now.
No, we don't. But that's all what a sound collage is about. Not necessarily ideas that reflect what we're trying to say, but just like ideas that other people, and then you think about them and come to your own conclusions. Well, that's going to be in the middle of the next set. Well, the third song in. And so more songs about wine, more songs about rock, more songs about logic and the man machine here on WMFO in Medford.
Rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been